Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the iCouple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
When you switch to Farmers Insurance, you can save a bundle, folks. All you got to do is call 1-888-FARMERS. That's 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
All right, we got two guests this hour. We got Jared Allen, the former All-Pro defensive end, calling in at the bottom of the hour to talk Super Bowl. That should be a lot of fun. And then Andrew Rosario, New York Beacon newspaper sports editor, is down in Tampa. He's going to give us the lowdown on what's popping down there. And Rob Parker, I don't think it's much.
I was going to say, Andrew was down there last year, Chris. You know Andrew from New York.
Yeah, I know Andrew well.
Yeah, he was down in Miami last year with us. And I don't think it's the same vibe down in Tampa. So
I don't think it's any vibe down in Tampa.
He's going to give us the temperature of what's going on down there and how people are reacting. So that'll be interesting to check.
Yes, indeed. So keep it locked right here. We got a lot in store. We got some basketball. Did we see an NBA Finals preview last night? If so, going to be a lot of fun.
That was best game of the year to me.
It was a good game.
I'm serious.
It was a good game. There have been some blowouts.
But that was a good game. Like, you know, like they fell behind Brooklyn early. They had to fight back.
They were behind late, too, with about 6 minutes
left. Right, and then they came back and won. And then when you look at those three, they got totaled 90 of the 124. 90 points, those
phenomenal,
three.
Man. Phenomenal.
And Kyrie's playing great, Chris. Wow.
He is. Well, I got an interesting question because I'm going to vote for, you know, the media. Some of the media vote for the All-Star starters. Here's my starting five for the East. James Harden, Kevin Durant, Giannis, Joel Embiid. And I want to go Jason Tatum to spread it out. But I could easily throw Kyrie in there. I can't put him ahead of Harden. I think Harden is playing, you know, with the assist and the triple doubles.
Kyrie led them last night in the biggest game of the year. I'm just saying. I'm not telling you who to vote for, but
he ain't better than Harden. He ain't
but
better
Chris,
than Harden.
But Chris, that was the big game, and he was there for it. That's all I'm saying.
He played well. But we will get into that and more coming up. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. We got DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the ones and twos for the last time this week. He always ditches us whenever the herd calls him. And, you know, Rob, we're just kind of like that, you know, that comfortable girl, you know, you got, but when the one you really like, you know, just winks at you or, you know, she ain't doing nothing on the weekend, she'll just say, hey, you know, you want to go out, and he just runs to her, just scurries.
Yes.
Alex.
He can't wait
to just go. She knows I'm right.
Right.
That's why.
What are you trying to say, CB?
I mean, Colin he just calls you, oh, I need somebody. You were my fifth choice, and you just sprint over there. Yes!
CB, it's actually the other way. He calls me and goes, Alex, this is Colin. So listen, I heard the Tyshirt Tower of Trivia. It's great. It's great. I want you on the show.
We got the super
producer. Next thing
producer.
You know, you'll be sitting in Joy's seat. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, right.
I don't know if I can pull off the dresses, though.
Yeah, nah. We
you could.
You've tried.
We got the super producer, Rob G, in the full effect. And on the updates, my man David Gascon, Gasman, I do owe you a call. Don't worry. I got it locked in my phone because I know he's going to say that. All right, Rob, let's get right into it. And there was news today. I mean, it's a little slow. Everybody's talking Super Bowl. Yeah, you know, everybody's talking Super Bowl from like every single angle imaginable. You know what I'm saying? And but there was a little bit of news. It's been reported by the Las Vegas Review-Journal, that the Raiders are looking to trade Derek Carr anywhere that they can get two first-round picks from. And then they want to use
two first-round picks?
Well, we'll get into that. Let me just explain the whole thing. They'll use the two first-round picks to match with other picks. And, you know, maybe a player. And they really want to get four first-round picks that they can send to the Texans for Deshaun Watson. Now, here's what I agree with you. Who in the world is giving two first-round picks for Derek Carr? Derek Carr wasn't even a first-round pick.
I could see the Raiders sending him plus two first-round picks to get somebody. That's the only way
seriously.
I can see
and look,
Derek Carr
he's
being
solid.
Involved with two first-round picks.
Right. He's a good player. He's a, you know, above-average quarterback. I'm sorry, Rob G. I know he's your man, and I like him as a guy. He seems like a great guy, but really? Two first-round picks? Hello? Is this thing on?
Hey, I don't get it.
I'm sorry. What? But here's the other part, Rob. So Adam Schefter, who obviously does a great job covering the NFL, he was on radio in Philly today, and he said that Carson Wentz still wants out of Philly. And if the Eagles can get a good package for him where they get fair value or close, probably need at least fair value because all that money they're going to be hit with, you know, and dead money if they trade him. If I'm a team out there, and I'm going to throw out one team, Indianapolis. Good, got a nice team, the right quarterback. Now, look, obviously Kansas City's going to be the favorite for a long time, but they're not going to win it every year. So, you know, with the right quarterback, Indianapolis might be able to sneak in there and get one. If I'm Indianapolis, Rob, and I got Frank Reich as my coach, who worked well with Carson Wentz in Philadelphia when Wentz was on pace to win the MVP, I would rather have Carson Wentz than Derek Carr. And I'm going to throw the money at you because I know a lot of people, well, the money. Derek Carr has 2 years left on his deal at $19.5 million each. Now, it is true that you can cut him at any time and get out of the contract because he's already been paid all his bonus money.
Also, he's on what you call money, huh? Non-guaranteed money.
Right, right. And so, and now Wentz obviously got a lot of money left, 3 years, but it's, you know, $21 million each because of all the bonus money he got up front. So here's why I would rather have Wentz. One, I think his ceiling is much higher. I think we know what Derek Carr is. He's a good quarterback. He's had one winning season in his 7 years in the league. All right. Now, it's either Carr or John Gruden. One of them ain't good enough.
And well, we know it's John
might be
Gruden.
Both. It could be both. You know? But I think if Wright can get Wentz right, and I think Wentz was good last year. Wasn't just the 1 year. He wasn't great last year, but he was good. And if Wright can get him right, he's in a new environment where they believe in him. He doesn't have to look over his shoulder at either the Super Bowl champion backup, Nick Foles, or at the guy they just drafted, Jalen Hurts. I think he could be rejuvenated, and he could be your guy going forward for the next 8 to 10 years. I don't see that happening with Derek Carr. So that's, Rob, why I would go with Carson Wentz. If I'm Indy, I'd rather go after him.
Well, I think we both agree that Wentz's ceiling and just getting fixed or with the right, you know, coach or coordinator or whatever can get him righted. Like it's not like he's never performed. It would be different if you're year 4 or 5, Chris, and you're like, well, is he ever going to snap in, you know, snap out of it or ever be good? Right. He was good. He was really good. And I think that's still, you got to feel like that was there, that's inside him. There's some things going on that maybe got him out of kilter and just the way things were being run and all that other stuff. And he's the guy, and I would take a chance on him. I would like to see him for 2 or 3 years before I could say definitively he can't do it anymore. I just right. think that the sky's the limit for him when things are in better shape, and I think when he's in a right frame of mind. You know, like even Jared Goff, I saw the quote about going to Detroit, Chris, and he's saying, you know, I'm just happy
to go. He's talking
about
Detroit like he's going to Kansas City.
But you know why? Like because it's going to feel like that to him because he was with a coach that didn't appreciate him or didn't really.
Right,
you know,
right.
You could be there and go to the Super Bowl or whatever, but if the coach doesn't really endorse you or everything's right. a question mark with you, it's hard to get up for that.
Play,
you know what
I
mean?
It's hard to play looking over
it is. It's just hard to play. I don't care how talented you are. You say don't let that bother you and all that. No, there's a degree of that you want to be comfortable and say, I'm just out here to play, and every time I throw an interception or a bad pass, I don't have to worry about somebody warming up on the sidelines.
Right, right. And look, it's a risk going for Wentz. I'm not going to sit here and act like he's a sure thing. Like, you know, it's almost like the equivalent of getting Deshaun Watson. It is not. He might be broken. He might be irreparable.
But I want to make sure he's broken, though. I'd right. rather take a chance. I know
yeah,
where Derek Carr is.
I could play
is.
It safe and get Derek Carr. Yeah, I just think, yeah, he's not taking me to the promised land. He's just not. And Wentz may, or he may be a bust. It'd be an expensive, you know, risk if it doesn't pan out. But I agree with you in that I would take that chance. Now, I don't think I need to see him for 2 years. If he goes to Indy next year, so let's say they trade for him, and he's bad next year or, you know, mediocre,
I
think that's enough. Like, and they probably couldn't get rid of him. You'd just be stuck with him for the next 2 years. But, you know, I'd be like, okay, he's something happy. He just doesn't have it anymore.
And we mentioned Jared Goff. Remember, Chris? We watched him the first year with Steve Fisher. Awful. I thought he couldn't play. I thought he was a total bust. Do you remember his first year?
Jeff Fisher, yep. Yep.
Jeff Fisher. What did I say,
and
Steve Fisher?
We've said that about a lot of coaches with or players with Jeff Fisher.
With Jeff Fisher. But I remember that, and then all of a sudden he had a turnaround. And I was like, wait a minute, where was that? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
So working with the right people and the right circumstance and setting up players to succeed and having them do what they do and be successful, those things are important.
No question. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. If you're a quarterback needy team, like, say, the Indianapolis Colts, which quarterback would you rather trade for, Carson Wentz or Derek Carr? Remember the cap or the cap ramifications as well, the finances, the salary. Your turn to weigh in. We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS, and you can save a whole lot of something on your car insurance. It's money if you don't know. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. If you're a quarterback-needy club like Indianapolis, would you rather trade for Carson Wentz or Derek Carr? What say you?
All right, let's start with Jimmy in Tucson. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jimmy?
Fellas, how are you?
What's up, brother?
So I'm hearing this. If I'm Indy and I'm looking for a quarterback, I'm all over Derek Carr. You guys are on the Kardashian train. Carr is so underrated. He hasn't had a defense. He hasn't had the tools around him until recently. Other than injuries that have popped up, Carr is worth
how recently?
More.
How recently?
Well, other than when he came back from this year is probably the first year he's had tools put around him to succeed.
And they were eight and eight.
And what happened?
They gave him the tools to succeed on offense. They were able to score the points. The defense couldn't back up the other side.
It's been 7 years, my man.
Exactly. Come on, man. I ain't buying that. I just think people that's where we go now. Everything is not anybody's fault. I mean,
right? Carr's fine. He's a good quarterback. You know what I mean? He's solid, but I mean, he is what he is.
Right.
I mean, it was a few years ago. Everybody was yelling about Derek Carr. Here he comes,
and he didn't come.
Right.
He didn't get there. Wayne in Bridgeport. I didn't mean it like that.
Is that a drop?
That wasn't a drop. Wayne, get rid of that tape, Alex. Wayne in Richmond, Virginia. It. You're in the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Chris, what's on your mind?
No, I don't know. I'm a little upset today. I had a bad day. I got something I didn't expect, but go ahead.
That's all right. You know what? You live with it. Man up and live with it. No, you not. Go ahead, Wayne.
What's going on, fellas? Hey, first of all, I appreciate y'all. Love y'all. So I don't know if you remember. I called in a few times. I was in Augusta, Georgia, but moving on up, right?
Over near Richmond. Right? Y'all nice.
Okay.
Nice town.
Congrats.
Appreciate that, fellas. And I'm a Raiders fan, diehard Raiders fan, and I would prefer Carson Wentz over Derek Carr. Couple points why, right? Like, we've heard it, right? Derek Carr is a decent quarterback. Looking at the weapons we currently have, we have the third best tight end in the league because I think Kittle's a better blocker, and Kelsey's amazing. You have the wannabe Tyreek Hill, right, with the most recent draft pick, which I would have preferred any other receiver in the top. But when it's all said and done, he's, you know, a good quarterback for what he's given. Carson Wentz has shown me that he can overcome, right? That's the one thing I worry about Derek Carr. Like, he can't overcome bad situations or bad receivers or bad anything. Wentz has had lost linemen, everything.
Right. Last year, everybody was hurt. And the year before, remember, they won the division down the stretch with a lot of guys injured to beat Dallas in that big game. So, yeah, I agree with that, Wayne. Appreciate the call. Josh in Waco, I'm assuming Waco, Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Guys, it's great to be on the show. I'm glad you took my call. It's an honor to be on the Odd Couple. I love both you guys, and you do great work. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Josh.
My man. Good to have you.
Appreciate it. Somebody's appreciative on the show. I appreciate that.
I follow you guys both on Twitter, and I've always thought about calling in. I was like, today's the day I'm calling in. But as far as those two quarterbacks, I think since Indy's a pretty well built team, they have a lot of good solid players everywhere. And what Chris talked about with the cap ramifications, I think just the safer, not the sexier pick would be obviously. I think it'd be Derek Carr. He won't go out there and win a game. But your choice would be
Carr.
Carr for now. And I'm a Cowboys fan, so I've seen what Wentz does. And I'm not one of the Cowboys fans that they talk about on the radio. I'm a realistic one. We're not all that way. But I've seen what Carson Wentz can do, and I'm not on the boat that his career's washed. And obviously, if he is able to return to that form like he was under Frank Reich, it'd be wonderful. But I think the safer bet for Indy, if they don't want to risk what they saw this year with Carson.
It's definitely safer. There's no doubt. That's not even a question.
Josh, that's true. That's a safe pick. But without risk, Chris, there's no reward sometimes, right?
No risk it, no biscuit.
That's right. Mark in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Mark.
What's going on, gentlemen? Before I get to the Raider thing, hey, Rob, I see you giving out a bunch of Jordan's here lately. Don't forget about our bet. 10.5 black Stacey Adams. Don't forget, bro.
Mark, yes. You better don't get your hopes up, brother.
What are you talking about?
He'll send you some Stacey Hamiltons.
You know what? Chris is the most ungrateful guy I've ever met.
Oh, my God.
You know,
gosh.
Christian Fourier bragged about the Jordans that he got, and Chris has all got his panties in a bunch because I don't know what he was expecting.
I sure do. It's like, Rob, you know it. You were on the beat. I told you this.
Hold on, Mark. You got it. Hold on. We got you. Go ahead.
My first year, you know, covering colleges, I stayed in the Days Inn, the Holiday Inn, and I thought I was living the life. Once I start covering the NBA and I'm staying at the Marriott Marquis
and
all that, yeah, I'm like, you couldn't have paid me during my NBA run to stay in the Holiday Inn or Days Inn. That's what it's like. I've seen Rob Parker in 30 pairs of sneakers.
Never
something like he just mailed me.
No, those sneakers, Mark, came out in 2020. Those are hot. And Chris, he had something in his mind that he thought he was getting, and now he's disappointed.
Up to $200. We supposed right, that was
go ahead, sure. Mark. He's got them. That's it.
Yeah, I got you, bro. Real quick, I'm probably your oldest Raider fan. It's the only team I've ever rooted for, all the way back to LaMonica, to Warren Wells, all the way through Mark Marijuanovich and Marcus Allen and Bo Jackson. I'm a Raider fan. I would take Wentz. I've seen check down Derek Carr. He won't throw that ball down the field. I scream at my television, dude, throw the ball down the field. Wentz will throw the ball down the field. And the Raiders have one of the top offensive lines that Gruden has been able to build to protect him, because he's got the hell beat out of him the last 2 years. So I think that's a big key. And he's got a good tight end in Waller who's coming on. They got some young wide receivers. I think Wentz would fit perfect within Gruden's offense.
Yeah, we're with you. I mean, it's just, you know what you're getting, Carr. Safe bet, safe quarterback, but probably not taking you anywhere. A really good game manager and a little beyond that. All right, we got our next guest coming up soon, Jared Allen. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, we got the former All-Pro defensive end, Jared Allen. Welcome him to the show. We are glad to have him. Jared, you are here on behalf of Volvo. Tell us about Volvo.
I teamed up with Volvo for their, Volvo Safety Sunday campaign. Go to volvosafetysunday.com, and you can register. You can actually build your own Volvo that you want to win. And if there is a safety in the Super Bowl, they're going to give away $2 million worth of cars. So I teamed up with them based on, the little connection is I hold the NFL record for safeties, Volvo obviously being historically one of the safest vehicles on the road. So we teamed up, and here I am to talk about and encourage people to sign up to win and pray that there is a safety in the Super Bowl so we can give away a bunch of free stuff.
I like it. Now, Jared, I will say you were obviously at a more physically demanding position than Tom Brady at quarterback. But you're 38, Are you amazed at what he's doing at 43?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, now quarterbacks don't—they get treated like like a glass vase. You're not allowed to touch them. Heck, you can barely touch them during Sundays anymore. You know. for me, but the fact that he's 43 years old, I think what's even more shocking is that he left an organization that he was at for 20 years, and is having the success. Like, to leave an organization, to leave that routine, to leave that familiarity, and then go down to a team who hasn't done much in the past and take them to the Super Bowl and then be the first home team to make it to a Super Bowl that you're hosting. Like, now I got to root for the guy to win it, just because I feel like we're seeing history in the making. We might not see this again.
So you're picking the Bucks to win? Is that your pick?
I don't know. See, it's hard for me to pick, like, because I might be rooting to see that, but then the other half, I was drafted by the Chiefs, so
right.
I can't completely turn my back on that. So I think. I really don't care who wins. If the Chiefs win, it's great because Mahomes, he's exciting to watch, and they're a great organization. But yeah, I just think at this point in time, if I'm as a fan, I'm watching Tom Brady, and I hope he's hope he's listening. I don't know him personally, but he won't take my advice. But if you win this game, there's nothing more you can do. I would strip down at the 50-yard line and just walk off. I'd be done. So I'm hoping to see something cool like that. So I'm cheering for Brady to win.
Now, Jared, obviously you were a defensive end. The Kansas City Chiefs offensive line is banged up. They don't have their two tackles, and even some of the other guys are second stringers. If if you were playing in this game for Tampa, would you be licking your chops that you're going against reserves? I mean, what's the mindset in that situation?
I mean, now you got to take in that Mahomes as quarterback, so that adds a little bit of a different approach. But yeah, I'd be probably having a bet with somebody else that I'd be with Brady, that I'd be Super Bowl MVP, because I'd just be going nonstop. Yeah, I think now the only challenge that comes is this is what does stink, though, when you have someone go down, you end up facing a backup, and they got a couple good rush guys up front in Tampa, inevitably you're going to get chipped, right? You're going to get max protection. But again, that allows you as a defense. I've been saying it. Every interview I did when they asked this question, I would double Tyreek Hill, I'd bracket him, I'd put a safety on Kelce, probably with a linebacker help, and then I would just go after Mahomes, force the ball out of his hands fast. And you know what? If you're going to die on your shield, guns ablaze, and don't sit back and try to spy this guy. Try to take advantage of the weakness, and that's their offensive line right now.
Jared, speaking of Kansas City, Eric Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator, again, passed over for a head coaching job. It's 2 years now in a row. And just curious, has this become like, obviously the NFL's tried all kinds of tricks and the Rooney Rule, and you get a coupon and a box of cookies if you interview black assistant coaches, and none of it seems to work. Has this come down to where maybe players have to have a say and don't go to organizations that don't give – minorities opportunities after they're playing? I mean, how do you get this turned around? Because it just seems like Bieniemy's done everything that he was looking to do, and the opportunity's still not coming.
Yeah, I don't know. So I'm not on the coaching side, right? I don't know how the upper offices they approach that. I can just say from the player standpoint, obviously that's not the case. I think what's the NFL, 70% African-American?
Yes.
Right. Something like that, right? So I think that's where sometimes I think people have a hard time, the concept of the differences between the coaching and the players. Obviously much larger numbers. I don't sit in those interview rooms, so I don't have that. Now, I do know Eric Bieniemy. He was one of our coaches. I love Coach Bieniemy. He is an intense dude.
Are you surprised he doesn't have a job? You know what I mean? You know him a little bit. You liked him.
Yeah.
Are you surprised?
No, yes and no. Like, not from the standpoint. I hope this comes off the right way. I think, honestly, the problem with Eric, I love Bieniemy to death. Like, that dude was our running backs coach. He's intense. He's the type of coach I would want to play for, just based on the fact that there's no BS, right? But I think what happens, too, when guys are coming out of college, like, people are so much more sensitive these days. You know what I mean? Like, the players,
he's
a specialist. He's an old school coach. And you look at the success that the Mizzies are having. Look at the success that they're having up in Green Bay. Everybody wants this, like, new this new, you know, mind and these gadgets, where Bieniemy is still old school. Bieniemy is not afraid to get in someone's grill. And I don't know if that's what scares people or not. Mm. As a player, as a defense, I love it, you know. And then also then you're playing behind, you know, he's also been coaching with Andy Reid. And I think a lot of times Andy Reid gets credit for calling the offense versus, you know, Coach Bieniemy.
Right.
You know, people still talk about Andy Reid's, you know, offensive mind, and it's Andy Reid's system is this. So I think sometimes that gets lost in the shuffle. Listen, I'm a Bieniemy fan. You know, I think if anybody's having success, you got to give the man the due. As far as your questions, as far as the Rooney Rule and that kind of stuff, I've always thought, in my personal opinion, everything in life, you hire the best candidate for the job, no matter what it is, and roll it and let it roll how it is. And so again, I love Coach Bieniemy. I think he deserves a job, but hey, I got to be honest with you. A lot of times you go to a team, if you're going to be a head coach, you go to a team that sucks. That's why they fire their head coach. I'd probably stick in Kansas City and win Super Bowl.
No, I get that. But at some point you want to do – no, I get that, because you do go to a bad team. That's why there's a job open. Right, no doubt. I appreciate you even dealing with the question. Seriously.
No. And again, I you know, we've been hearing it all week. And again, like I said, I think Coach Ben, he's going to get his shot. You can only keep someone down that's successful for so long. You know what I mean? And we talk about it in the league all the time. You know, guys, you'll see guys, you know, pop 1 year, right, because it's a contract year. Or you'll see guys start, or you'll see guys decline, too, because they don't feel their money's right. And I've always told young players, take care of football, and the rest will take care of itself, right? Eventually, you can only you know, watch people be successful for so long and not pay them. And so the opportunities are going to keep coming. I you know, and so, you know, Coach Bieniemy, he's a dog, man. He's going to get his shot.
Jared Allen, former All-Pro defensive end, joining the Odd Couple. Jared, you mentioned take care of football. There's a lot of talk, like in the NBA, I don't know how much you follow it, but, you know, players demand trades, force their way out of places. They put together super teams and all that. And there's a lot of talk that mentality is seeping into the NFL. And people look at Deshaun Watson down in Houston and say, you know, he's kind of looking at this like an NBA player, doesn't like the way the ownership and the management is working in Houston, and is forcing his way out of there, or trying to at least. Do you think that mentality could come to the NFL? And if it did, would it be good or would it be bad?
So I don't think it can come, and I think it would be bad if it did, from the standpoint of we have 53 guys on a roster versus what, an NBA got 10 or 11?
12, yep.
Right, and so 12. And in the NBA, literally one player can make the difference of an entire organization, right? So where the NFL, you have a handful of quarterbacks that are that good. I don't even know if it's a handful. Maybe three quarterbacks that are that good that can guarantee you, you know, 10, 11 wins and get you to the playoffs every year. But at the end of the game, you know, you still have to have a combined team. So I don't know that will come, or that it should, just because of the fact it's a larger pool you have to deal with, and so many guys make decisions. So many guys make decisions. You guys got me still?
Yes. We lost you a little bit.
Can we hear you?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I got you.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
My headphones died on me. But so many guys make decisions based on who their team is going to be, or who that coaching staff is going to be. So I feel his pain, because, you know, I was a guy, I was able to force a trade out of Kansas City. Now I was in a they franchise tagged me, so I technically wasn't under contract anymore. And I was able to force. So I understand where he's coming from, and I understand that frustration. And he has every right to voice that frustration, because – And I do believe if he is the marquee player, now again, he signed that extension too, so you got to be a man of your word. You got to play out your contract, and you got to take it as it is. But if I'm the owners of the Texans, I'm also going to consult with my franchise quarterback of who he wants to be coached by. You know, they don't owe it to him by any means, but if you want him to lead the team and you want to have success, you sure as heck better hope your star player is happy. And sometimes, and if he's not happy, I mean, again, then, yeah, he has every right to demand a trade. He has every right to do that. But at some point, but I don't think that overall mentality will come to the NFL. It's just too big. And I just don't think – I think it works. I think it's a slippery slope, because then you're going to have too many guys trying to move pieces on too large of a scale.
Right. I agree, Jerry. I think it'll be very difficult.
Great stuff, brother. We appreciate the time, my man. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
All right, later. That's Jared Allen. He was good, Rob. He was real good. He addressed all those questions.
And honest. Yeah. And honest.
Yep. He was good. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Yes, indeed, we are. We have the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call Farmers today for a quote, and we got a very special guest. He's probably wondering why he went down to Tampa this week, but
he tried to get out of that snow in New York. That's the only reason he's down there.
Yes, yes. Our brother from the New York Beacon, Andrew Rosario. What's up, brother?
What's happening?
Guys, listen, thanks so much for having me on, and you're right. I left on Sunday before the monster hit New York City, and when you talk about time and being everything, that's one of them.
No yeah, it's doubt. 2 feet all right. of snow in my front yard, man. So you definitely got out at the right time. You're right about that.
So, Andrew, you were down in Miami with us. How many Super Bowls have you been to now?
Man, it's got to be my 10th Super Bowl.
And last year, Miami was live, like off the hook. It was really great. This was before COVID really hit in March. What is the – set us the scene down in Tampa. Is it empty? Are people into it? Or mask up? People wearing masks? People not wearing masks? What's going on?
Rob, you know what? The best way to describe it right now, it's been a ghost town the first couple of days.
Wow.
You know, there are people walking around the convention center. The NFL Experience opened up today. They're letting fans in incrementally with masks on, taking their temperatures, asking them if they've been exposed to anybody that has tested positive for COVID-19 or the coronavirus. So it's kind of like it's as much as people want to be excited about the game, the whole idea of the pandemic and everything has really taken control, you know, over the game.
What is Radio Row like? Because, you know, usually there are hundreds of radio shows going on at once. I mean, it's a great scene, usually. What is it
we're
like
we're usually
now?
Down there, and we're
right.
not,
we
obviously.
We usually have a big yep. Platform Stage. And one of the best out there we usually have.
You guys were over there last year. We saw each other. You couldn't walk through the convention center.
Right.
That's how many radio and TV shows were there. I walked through the convention center yesterday. I actually took a photo of Radio Row, and it was like you could count on two hands the number of radio stations that were set up. And because of all of the health issues, the concerns, they're not allowing ex-athletes or current athletes or coaches as they would like last year where you could right. get your pick of the litter to have them sit down next to you.
Right.
Nope. Everything is being done virtual. Everything.
And I would imagine the only radio stations down there have to be from Tampa, right, and Kansas City. I mean, who else would be down there other than – you know, for presence for the, you know,
right.
for the local teams, right? I mean, who else
that's
is there?
That's exactly right. And CBS, who is broadcasting.
Right. And
the
CBS,
game,
right.
You know, they don't even have anything in Radio Row. They're set up outside of the convention center. And
wow.
again, I tuned into the CBS virtual press conference today where, you know, they introduced all the on-air talent, James Brown, Phil Simms, Boomer Esiason, that was done virtually. So you got six guys in six different locations taking questions from everybody. So it is, and you know, the crazy thing is Tampa is really a great city. I remember the last time Super Bowl was here, 1991, when the Giants lost to the Ravens. This place was ridiculous. You couldn't drive anywhere. You would sit in traffic for hours. Now you can go anywhere within 20, 30 minutes and not even have to worry about traffic.
Andrew, last thing, and it's got to be quick. What's your pick for the game?
Oh, come on, man. You know I'm not supposed to divulge that until game day, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this. And first of all, before I go, we got like 10 seconds, man. I want to thank you guys. Kansas City 37, Tampa 31.
All right.
Wow.
Thank you, my man.
I almost went with that. Thank you, Andrew. We appreciate it, brother. Yep. I went with Kansas City 37-34, Rob. I almost went 37-31, though. All right, it's the Odd Couple. 2 hours left. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked right here.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!